alignment with Source because they behave in ways, and more important, I observe the ways that they behave that cause me to disallow my alignment with Source. And we say, there will be a time that you will actually feel appreciation for those people who were unwilling, incapable, or unwilling of modifying their behavior so that you could feel good. Many people would say to you, what, do you think you're the center of the universe? We should all change the way we behave just so that you could feel better? And most of you would say, yes, I would rather like that. Mm-hmm. But we know that isn't what you would like, because to have conditional love be necessary, conditions to change before you can feel the alignment with Source, which is what love is, then you'll always need to be controlling some other environment, which what that does, it does what it's already started to do to you. It means you got to isolate yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what makes people become hermits. It's what makes people choose one-girl offices. It's what makes people sort of try to isolate themselves from the trouble of the world. And we say, you didn't come forth with an intention to isolate yourself from the troubles of the world. You came forth with the intention of training yourself vibrationally into the bliss of the world. Because, and there's a big difference, if you can go to work, here's what we would encourage. Before you go to work next, sit with your notebook and make a statement of intention. Tomorrow, while I am at work, I'm going to look for things I want to see. The affirmation that we've been giving for years is, today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for that which I'm wanting to see. But now let's put it in the context of what we've been talking about here. Instead of saying, I will look for good things in an environment that predominantly just gives me things to complain about, instead of asking yourself to make that big jump, instead say, tomorrow when I go to work, I'm going to look for as many downstream thoughts from where I am as I can. In other words, you can't change the vibrational patterns that you've been developing over a long period of time. You can't change them all at once. And anyway, you've been co-creating this environment with others, you see. We want you to know, we're just going to put this to you really bluntly. The reason that they all bother you so much, better stated, the reason that you feel so bothered is because they have prodded you with their behavior into expansion that you're not taking. That's what we said when we began today. Isn't that interesting? They made me become more, and then because of them, I remain less. Because if they hadn't prodded you into the new improved version of you, you'd be happy complaining about them as you have been. And complaining at one time was downstream for you. It's not downstream anymore. You've grown past that, you see. You've become more enlightened. You're more in tune with who you really are. So the answer isn't running away from them, and the answer isn't reforming them. The answer is making peace with them, like our friend did the virus. Making peace with them where they are. And so give us an example of something that you find yourself complaining incessantly about work. We'll show you how it works.
Especially when I'm in a wonderful mood and then I enter work and it's at a rehab, so there's a lot of drama and chaos going on. And I'm approached by coworkers, like bombarded immediately with the events of the day and how the kids are acting out of hand and how it's just absolutely insane and, you know, just a lot of dumping of everything, like, right in your lap.
You're all just right, sort of slapped in the face. All right, so let's say that somebody has come to you and they've sort of overwhelmed you with that. And you're standing there sort of reeling from overwhelmment. Mm-hmm. Esther feels that way a bit as she's getting ready to come on stage, and several people have several requests from her all at once, and she knows that she cannot comply. She knows that she cannot answer this question or take this picture or sign this book. She knows she can't do it all in this moment. And so there is this sort of feeling of, what should I do? Because I want to do what the other is asking of me, because I have that desire, and yet in this moment in time it's not possible. So it's a sort of, that's what overwhelmment is. It's too much being asked of you to consider or to do in the segment of time that is active right now. So you stop in the middle of that and you look at them, and as you're looking at them, if you could just offer these words to yourself, I'm making peace with you as you are. In other words, just think those words to yourself. In other words, I know that you are asking from your perspective, and that's right that you would do that. Mm-hmm. And it's right that you would be holding the perspective that you're holding right now. It's right that you would do